Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best. You get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate your folks stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here on the C2P platform. And we're under a month away before things get started on April 26th in Dallas, Texas, the 2018 NFL Draft. And that segues to our next guest from Boston College. He's a very versatile young man, but it's none other than Charlie Callinan. Charlie, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. What's it like knowing that your former Boston College teammates are, you know, in spring ball mode and you're preparing for the National Football League and the NFL Draft?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bo. It's pretty awesome. You know, I'm actually in Boston right now training with a couple of our potential draftees here. And, you know, it's great. We stop by practice and talk to the coaches at all a lot, and you know, it's great. It's great to be around and to see those guys.
Now, have you had that wake up in a cold sweat moment where you think you're missing practice, but then you realize quickly that, you know what, I don't have to go to practice. I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah. I mean, Coach Adazio is he's a pretty tough guy, and you know, you do get a little PTSD after you stop playing. And you know, I've definitely had that. I think I talked to a couple of former teammates about that too, and they've experienced the same thing.
That's awesome stuff. So, I mean, for you, I mean, growing up, I mean, were you an all-around athlete? And with that, were you a little bit better than most of the kids doing all those sports?
You know, I'm a tall guy, so I was always bigger than everyone else. But I really started coming to my body, sophomore year of high school, junior year of high school. That's when I started getting recruited. I was kind of a lanky kid growing up, but, you know, luckily I was able to find my athleticism and grow into it. So I played football, basketball, you know, the general sports, and I excelled at them, and it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Cool. And so kind of take us through your high school career before you get to BC. I mean, you say your sophomore season, you kind of start to develop and kind of, you know, get into that frame that you have now. But what other positions did you play, and then how did you kind of trend towards that wide receiver slash tight end role?
Yeah, so freshman year I was on the freshman football team. Believe it or not, I didn't even start on the team. I was pretty, like I said, unathletic, but luckily I came into my own. Sophomore year I was able to play a little bit on varsity, and I played wide receiver and free safety a little bit. And then junior year is really the year I had my breakout year and started getting recruited, and I played free safety and wide receiver. I'd come in free safety sets where we figured they were passing the ball, you know, third downs, because I played every snap on offense. So we had a pretty good team too. We had a lot of Division I recruits, a lot of college recruits at St. Peter's Prep, and Coach Hansen does a great job with those guys. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Great experience in high school.
Awesome. Once again, Charlie Callinan here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again or download it at your leisure, you know, it's available and free at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in his name, followed by the 2018 NFL Draft Blast, and then, you know, we'll be featuring his bio page at collegeapro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about him as we count down the days till April 26th and that big weekend for so many of these young men kind of pushing on, I guess, to this childhood dream. if you will. I'm curious, so coming out of high school, you did that free safety and receiver. Was anybody else looking at you to play defense in terms of, you know, recruitment? And how did you end up, you know, at Boston College?
Yeah, you know, I actually committed to Boston College under the old coaching staff with Frank Speziani as the head coach. And he was actually let go, and then Coach Adazio took over the job. I had known Coach Adazio when he was at Temple. He recruited me there. So when I heard he was going to be the new head coach, I was already familiar with him, and I really fell in love with the school. So I committed to the school and the football program. And, you know, when he became the coach, he really wanted me to play wide receiver. But actually the old coaching staff and Bill McGovern, who's actually with the New York Giants right now, is my recruiting coach. He was a linebackers coach, and he saw my size and athleticism, and he, you know, thought about maybe giving me a shot at linebacker too, you know, because I was big. I never really thought I would be able to play free safety in college, but, you know, they thought they could put weight on me, which they did. But, you know, I ended up staying at receiver, which I loved experiencing with the position.
Awesome.
You know, now I'm playing a little more tight end stuff, so that's good. I've always been kind of a betweener in that position, so
yeah,
it's pretty easy for me.
That's awesome. I mean, it's so unique. And, you know, the more versatility and things you bring to the table for a creative coach and a guy that kind of likes to, you know, spice things up out there for a defense. I mean, a guy like you falls into perfectly. And you got the athleticism, you know, you're just not a guy in between maybe positions. You're a guy with athleticism that kind of is intriguing, in my opinion. And I think NFL teams are intrigued as well. So you start doing your thing at Boston College. You're kind of doing, you know, going through the season. When do you kind of get the idea that, you know, what you're doing on Saturday may get you an opportunity to, you know, to earn a living on Sunday?
Yeah, so I redshirted my freshman year at BC, and then I came into my own my redshirt freshman year. I started playing a lot. I actually started most of the games that year, and we had a great offense with Tyler Murphy as our quarterback, and explosive offense, and I started making plays, and I turned into a reliable guy for the coaching staff. And, you know, we didn't throw the ball as much, but I was always there to make blocks. And, you know, when we did throw it, I would always capitalize on the plays, which was great. You know, and then I just kind of stayed consistent and got better as the years kept going on. And this year, knowing it was my last year, I kind of, you know, had to make a big push. If I knew I would have a chance to play in the next level. And I did week three against Notre Dame. I had the best game of my career. Unfortunately, I got hurt after that game and missed four games, but I was able to cap off the season great. And, you know, scouts talking to me, and they thought I had a lot of promise. And, you know, agents contacting me, they thought I had a lot of promise. So, you know, I went all for it. Went in, you know, trained full time, and it's been great. It's been really rewarding.
Awesome stuff. And once again, Charlie Callan and the standout BC receiver / tight end, a little bit of a hybrid mix here on the show. I mean, and let's go into your pro day. I mean, fantastic numbers. I mean, I believe, if I'm wrong, correct me, but I mean, you're what I think, what compared to the guys invited to the combine, your short shuttle was a 4.419. That would have placed you second.
Yep.
And your three cone was a 7.01. That would have paid you fourth amongst the tight ends at the combine. I mean, those are legit numbers from any aspect, but what's it like knowing that you're on par with some of the guys they consider, quote unquote, some of the better athletes?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely wasn't surprised by that. I knew what I can do. You know, I also got hurt senior year, so I didn't, you know, I knew I probably wouldn't have the best chance to get invited to the combine, but I know I can stick with any of those guys, and, you know, be right in that category. So it was really no surprise to me, but it's always good to be reassured, you know, to go out there and be able to put out your best work, and, you know, hopefully people take notice. So, you know, it was great. It was a great day overall.
Nice. And you said, you know, you spoke with some scouts, you had the agents calling, and I mean, I know this, but I mean, you know, scouts, coaches, they love the aspects of a guy. I mean, you were voted team captain. You had, you know, tons of accolades in terms of, you know, the Scanlon Award, so many things that kind of fall into that category as a leader and a guy the teams can depend on. I mean, how did you kind of fall into that role? I mean, when did that leadership, I mean, is that just something you've carried even in high school? And how do you kind of go about carrying yourself after your teammates say, hey, Charlie, you know what, we're going to vote you a team captain?
Yeah. I mean, I was also a captain in high school, which was an incredible honor. Also, I think I can attribute it to the guys ahead of me, and I think I had a good knack for picking out the guys who I could learn from and take things from and kind of getting close with them. In high school, it was guys like Savon Huggins and Keith Bumpkin, guys who played in college and were also captains, had great leadership roles in college. Immediately, I latched on to Alex Amadon, who was a great receiver from Boston College, actually passed up on the NFL to become a Navy SEAL, which he's currently doing right now, just a testament to his character. Guys like that, Chase Reddick, Andre Williams, Kevin Pierre-Lewis, guys like that, just I was able to learn so much from. And then, when it was my time to get put into that, fill in that role of team captain and leader, I'd already learned so much that, it almost came as second nature to me. It's kind of how I just carry myself in my life. So, I didn't really have to change much, but it was awesome to, see guys look up to me, and hopefully I had the same impact on them as those older guys did on me in the past.
Awesome stuff. I tell you what, Charlie, I don't know who you spoke to in terms of scouts or teams, but whoever you did speak to, they had to walk away just blown away by your character and your karma that you bring to the table. Awesome stuff. And then they said you kind of apply the film to it. And like I said, you're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. For you, I ask this for every guest that's ever come on our program. I mean, we throw you in the film room with these scouts. They're breaking down the tape. What are they going to love about you? What are the things that you bring to the position where they're going to want to bring you aboard their team?
Yeah, I think they'll really like that, I can kind of slow the game down mentally, and I can understand defenses, understand how offenses work. I think I'm a great athlete, but, I'm not a 4-4 burner like some of these guys. I can play to my full potential, if you can understand what I'm saying. But the way, football goes is it's a competitive game, and you got to be out there competing. And, I think I can bring the mental toughness to the game as well as the competitiveness. And, I don't quit. So I think that's what they'll notice on the film most.
Awesome. And we touched on so many things. Is there anything left out there that goes unnoticed? Maybe the system you ran offensively, maybe you couldn't showcase certain things. Maybe you're a film junkie. I mean, we know you're a team captain and a leader behind the scenes and on the field, maybe a weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the aspects that these guys can't see on tape, but if they decide to listen in, this is your chance to tell them?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the offensive, system we ran, I'm never one to complain about, not getting the ball enough, because I'm in to win. I'm not too worried about my personal stats at all. I do what I'm asked of by the coaches, and I'll try and do that to the best of my ability. So, I'm not ever one to complain about the offensive system, but we did, run the ball a lot. Coach Dazier runs a heck of an offense, and Coach Leffler runs a heck of an offense with some premier running backs at Boston College, and that's been so much fun to play with them and block for them. And, they'll load the box because of that and give me more opportunities on the outside. So that's been great. Other than that, I think everything I've shown and talked to has been, pretty much who I am. So I don't think there's really anything else on top of that. If I can think of it off the top of my head.
Definitely. Once again, Charlie Callinan here on the C2P, peeling back the layers of what this young man brings to the next level, kind enough to join us here before Easter celebration, a lot of people partaking in that. Before we let you go, we always like to have a couple off-the-wall questions thrown to our guests. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, now your head coach, Costa Dazio, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Yeah. I don't know. I hope he doesn't hear this, but my teammates, John Fadul, is actually the best at impersonation, and he has done it in front of him. So he actually started a couple games at quarterback for us, and he recently moved over to running back, kind of track fullback from a player. So he's going to have a great season next year, but yeah, if you ever get a chance to talk to him, ask him, and you'll die laughing.
I will, Well, that's awesome. Well, definitely, I'm going to put that. I always jot down notes while we do the show with our guests, and I just scribble that down. So if that time comes, we'll be on it. How about this one? This one's a little bit more, you know, I think you guys like answering this question a little bit more than the others. Female celebrities, Charlie. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Wow. You know, I think Margot Robbie is absolutely beautiful. I think she's a great actress as well. So maybe her. That would probably be my number one.
Yeah. Well, you would probably win in our fist fight, but I would fight you for it, Charlie. Like I said, I don't think it would be much of a fight for you. I think it would be relatively easy, and it might impress her. Or you might, you know what, Ashley might get the sympathy card. You might think she might think of you as a bully after you you know, kick me around a little bit. Yeah, that's a fantastic.
Yeah, that might work out better for you.
And this one, again, some guys like them, some guys don't, but it's an in vogue thing on the football field. Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. A lot of guys are getting something painted on there. Could be a an awareness. Some guys want Spider-Man's, anything you want. But if you could have anything spray painted on those shoes, what would you want to see?
Wow, that's that's a good question right there. I got to think about that one. You know, I'm a really big Cleveland Indians baseball fan. So,
nice.
You know, maybe their logo. I'm trying to think of what else. You know, yeah, that'd probably be it. You know, I'm a big fan, so
nice.
That'd be pretty cool.
Great. Could you? Yeah, Kluber gave it a 2-run homer last night. I was like, oh, come on, man.
That was a tough one.
I'm based in Youngstown, Ohio, so I mean, I'm an hour from Cleveland.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So, hey, man, excited that you were took the time to join us today. I can't wait to find out where you land at this next level. But, again, I know all them Golden Eagle fans are going to miss seeing number 83 doing his thing, and I'm sure you're off to bigger and better things. But, hey, we like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
No doubt. Thank you so much, Bo. Thanks for letting me join the show.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Charlie Callinan, the standout Boston College receiver / tight end, kind enough to join us here on the show. If you want to listen to this show again or check more interviews out, simply go to iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you listening to the College of Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.